Mount Edgecombe High School Superintendent Janelle Vanas says the positive case on campus prompted the school to shift into a temporary red alert level.
And that means we kind of just have kids stay put in their dorm rooms, like a dorm-wide quarantine. Teachers were teaching from their classroom, but students were accessing education from their dorm room. And that gave us the time to do the contact tracing and work with public health nursing and identify other students that had been close contacts.
Vanas says they determined which students had close contact with the student who tested positive, tested those students, and set them up in quarantine quarters. After they'd concluded the initial contact tracing and all of the quarantined students' initial test results came back negative on Tuesday evening, the remaining students were allowed to go back to the classroom on Wednesday, and the campus returned to a moderate alert level. Vanas says classrooms look a little different when they're in the orange.
Kids are pretty much restricted to be on campus and with no visitors. But at an orange level, they are, if you're not in quarantine, you are allowed to go to class. We have asked teachers to kind of shift back into a little bit more of a higher alert as far as the mitigations in their classroom, which includes, you know, teachers being in that teacher bubble. We have spacing as best we can in our classrooms to start with. We have a pretty robust routine of sanitizing between each class. And then we do have teachers that are separated into a teaching station or teaching bubble.
Regular testing is built into the school's plan. Groups of students are tested in weekly waves, with all students being tested at least once a month on average. Vanas says she's thankful to the Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium and the state's public health department for helping with the response on campus. She says, like any school, MEHS staff are learning as they go and changing pieces of their mitigation plan as needed. But overall, their plan seems to be working.
As you know, we had the initial cases at the start of the year, and we were able to not have any campus spread from that. And we now have this test result, and so far it appears that we don't have any campus spread. So from a standpoint of mitigation, we're really pleased that our mitigation plan seems to be working.
The students in quarantine will remain there for 14 days, attending classes virtually, and will be tested two more times before they can return to class. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.